Joash, Child Prince Becomes King, Part 2.
Commanders, army captains, and the temple guard stood in position. Each had a weapon in hand. Their mission: prevent the assassination of Prince Joash.
A large circle of soldiers surrounded Prince Joash. He was 7 years old and looked too small for such mighty protection. Jehoiada, high priest of God in Judah, directed the men. For 6 years, he had been responsible for Joash's education and safety, as Joash was hidden from Adaliah in the temple of God in Jerusalem.
Jehoiada knew that if Queen Ataliah of Judah learned that Joash was alive, she would move swiftly to have him killed. He was the rightful heir to the throne. She was not. He was in the line of David. She was not, and had ordered the murder of many of Joash's uncles and brothers.
2 centuries earlier, God had told the prophet Nathan that King David's throne would be established forever. Now, Joash must be saved from Queen Ataliah. Jehoiada invited people in the nation of Judah into the temple to see the crowning of the king. Joash, at age 7, would need close guarding, especially as his presence previously had been kept secret.
Jehoiada placed a king's golden crown upon the head of Joash. He gave him a copy of God's laws and anointed him with oil. By putting oil on his head, this was a symbol that God was giving him blessing and the job of being king.
The sound of trumpets pierced the air. The crowd of people shouted,
"Long live the king! Long live the king!"
In the palace, Queen Ataliah heard the crowd shouting from the temple. She never went to the temple. She worshipped the idol Baal. What was causing this massive shouting? She went to the temple and saw the young king standing by a pillar. Princes and trumpet players stood near him. People were filled with joy as they saw their new king.
Ataliah tore at her clothes and screamed,
"Treason! Treason!"
Jehoiada ordered the commanders and captains,
"Kill her, but not in the temple."
Ataliah ran into the driveway of the horses. There, she who had commanded the deaths of many in the royal family was killed.
Jehoiada called the crowd to listen to him.
"Under Ataliah's rule, you have been expected to worship an idol made of wood or stone. Some of you have ignored God and not told your children the stories of how God rescued our people from slavery in Egypt. Our nation has been torn, with some of us becoming idol worshippers and some hungering for a nation that recognized that there is one true God. Now, let us promise to God that we will serve him."
The people spoke with purpose.
"We will serve the Lord."
Jehoiada turned to Joash, the new king.
"Joash, will you serve God and follow his word?"
Joash looked intently at Jehoiada.
"Yes, I will."
Join us when we learn in part 3 of the nation Judah and Joash after their promise. Our recording team today is Carlos Gomez, Todd Warren, and Barbara Steiner. You are invited to investigate this week's story.com.
Long live the king! Long live the king! We will serve the Lord! Thank you.